different categories of bikes. It is important to remember that the different categories of bicycles described above are somewhat arbitrary, and are by no means absolute. You'll find that these categories will usually work well when looking at the product line of larger manufacturers, or at a number of different brands in a bicycle shop. Other times the distinctions between these categories will be less clear. A time trial bike. It should be mentioned that there are other types of road bikes which are not included in the categories described above. Tandem bicycles is one example. Obviously, these are not suitable for general use. Also, it is advisable to rent one to see if both you and your partner will like this kind of cycling before buying a tandem bike. And then there are the time trial or triathlon bicycles. These high-speed machines are designed for solo racing, no drafting in a group, over a limited distance. They are not even suitable for regular road racing, so they are hardly appropriate for use as a multi-purpose bike. Track or fixed gear bikes is another type of road bike that you are sure to come across in today's market. These have become immensely popular in recent years, but they only have one gear ratio and their pedals are always turning when the bike is moving. No coasting, you have to pedal even going downhill. The simplicity of fixed gear bikes means they are very easy to maintain, and they come with an entire philosophy about how they allow people to connect to the very essence of cycling. However, the lack of multiple gears, or multiple speeds, means that they are not ideal for use as a general purpose bike, although some would argue otherwise. The growing availability of women-specific models is another noteworthy development in the bicycle market. These models can be found in the performance hybrids and road bikes categories, and have little to do with the old-fashioned notion that women's bicycles had to have step-through frames so ladies could ride in their skirts. Many of the so-called standard bikes are designed with men in mind. While it is often possible to take certain models and make the necessary adjustments to obtain the proper fit for a lot of women, this does not always produce satisfactory results. In response, more and more manufacturers have started making women-specific bikes. These have a geometry that is optimized for the female body, for example shorter top tube, and are usually fitted with components such as saddles, handlebars, and brake levers which are customized for a woman's anatomy. All this makes for a better bike fit, increased cycling efficiency, and ultimately, a more comfortable ride. It's definitely something women should look into when shopping for a bike. Framed material. When looking at various models, you'll quickly notice that the material used for making the frame can have a major impact on the cost of a bike. Models in the low to mid price range will generally be made of aluminum, although there are still a number of good bikes with steel, chromoly, frames. As the price goes up, the frame will probably be made with lightweight aluminum tubing with thinner walls, and the welded joints will have a nicer finish. The aluminum frames of bikes in the upper mid-price range will usually have carbon fiber parts. For example, they may have carbon inserts in the seat stays, the small frame tubes that run from the rear axle up to the seat. This is supposed to provide for a more comfortable ride and can make the bike lighter. Many top-of-the-line bikes will have a frame made completely of carbon fiber. Not long ago you couldn't even think of buying carbon fiber bike for less than $5,000. Nowadays, it's possible to get one for a little under $2,000, although there are differences between low-cost and expensive carbon fiber frames. Note that expensive bikes with carbon fiber frames or very thin aluminum tubing may not always be the best choice for general use. Their frames are quite delicate and can easily be damaged when subjected to any kind of abuse. For example, you should never carry such a bike on the type of car rack that clamps down on the bicycle frame. You can crush the tubing when applying enough force on the clamps to hold the bicycle in place.